Hey all, this is Bhavna. So let's continue with our previous preposition session. The confusing pair I have chosen for today is beside and besides. Then we will discuss another confusing pair, for and since. So let's continue. Beside and besides. Beside means adjacent. Besides means apart from. Beside ka meaning hai adjacent, means just side mein. And besides ka meaning hai apart from, means iske alawa aur iske siva. So let's understand with the help of example. He sat beside me. He sat beside me means he sat adjacent to me. Vah mere side baitha. So we can say like this, he sat beside me. Next example, besides his children, his nephews and niece were also present at the ceremony. Uske children ke alawa, uske nephew means uske bhanje aur uski bhatiji bhi the ceremony mein. Beside his children, his nephew and niece were also present at the ceremony. So I hope you understood the difference between beside and besides. And there is a difference of just an S at the end. Now coming on to our second confusing pair, for and since. For denotes a period of time. For batata hai ek period of time ko. And since denotes point of time. Since se pata lagta hai koi point of time. So let's understand. I have eaten nothing for a long time. Maine bahut lambe samay se kuch bhi nahi khaya. I have eaten nothing for a long time. Next example, she has been living here for 10 years. Veh yahan 10 saalon se reh rahi hai. She has been living here for 10 years. So I hope you understood how we have used for the period of time. It's denoting period of time, 10 years, for a long time, for a 10 years. Then next example, I have been living here since 2009. मैं यहाँ 2009 से रह रही हूँ. सो हियर यू अंडरस्टूड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट अ पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, अ पर्टिकुलर पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, दैट इज 2009. हम यहाँ पर्टिकुलर पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम के बारे में बात कर रहे हैं, जैसे 2009, मैं यहाँ 2009 से रह रही हूँ. सो वी हैव टॉक्ड अबाउट अ पर्टिकुलर पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम सिंस 2009. एंड नेक्स्ट पॉइंट इज सिंस इज ऑल्सो यूज टू डिनोट रीजन. सिंस हम रीजन डिनोट करने के लिए भी यूज करते हैं. See how, since I was unwell, I did not take the test. क्योंकि मैं unwell थी means क्योंकि मेरी तबीयत खराब थी, इसलिए मैंने test नहीं दिया. Listen the sentence again. Since I was unwell, I did not take the test. क्योंकि मेरी तबीयत खराब थी, इसलिए मैंने test नहीं दिया. I hope you understood. Since, because and as are not followed by so, therefore, or that's why. जब हम since use करते हैं, because use करते हैं, या फिर as use करते हैं reason के लिए, तब वो so, therefore, or that's why उसके बाद नहीं आएगा. So, जब भी आप since, because and as use करेंगे, so, therefore, that's why use नहीं करेंगे. Just like in the previous sentence I discussed, since I was unwell, I did not take the test. Since के बाद मैंने ना तो so use किया, ना therefore, ना that's why. So keep it in mind. There is one exception. So listen the sentence. As you sow, so you shall reap. This is a phrase. As you sow, so you shall reap. So इस sentence में हमने as use किया reason के लिए, and then it is followed by so. This is an exception जहाँ पर as so से follow हो रहा है. So as you sow, so shall you reap. So you shall reap. I hope you understood the meaning. जैसा तुम sow करोगे, और you can say जैसा तुम act करोगे, so you shall reap. वैसा ही reaction मिलेगा. And next point is for indicates a purpose. So I told you that for is used to denote a period of time, but it is also used to indicate the purpose. Example, the police are for our safety. Police hamari safety ke liye hoti hai. So here for indicates a purpose. So this much is for today. I hope you liked the session and you understood everything well. And this chapter will continue further. Enjoy the learning. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.